Today I want to talk about, on this episode of Coffee Time, avoiding being used. Avoiding being used. You know, relationships are complex primarily because you're dealing with histories. Whoever you're in relations with, whether it be male or female, whether it be family, foe, or friend, it's not just that person that you're dealing with. It's not just their personality or their characteristics. It's their perception. It's their ideology. It's their history. Their history is connected to the present. And there is something in that history and the present that brings relatability. We choose friends based on what we can relate to. So you can be at a job and develop the closest bond with one of your coworkers. But you have to understand that that friendship started because you all had something in common. You work at the same place. So you build this relationship in that place. And then let's say one of you decide to either change jobs, move out of town, or get fired, or decide that you're going to start your own business. It's going to be challenging initially if the core of relationship is based on the workplace, because that's what you all had in common. So you cannot be mad. You cannot allow anxiety to set in because you don't have the same relationship with that particular person. You may miss them. You may love them. You may desire to see them or see them more, but you're on two different schedules. The schedule that calls you all to meet up in a common place has been interrupted and changed. And what happens is we don't make the mental adjustment when things change. So we end up, one party gives more of themselves to the relationship because maybe there's a freedom of schedule. Or maybe freedom of responsibility. Maybe your kids are grown and gone. Maybe you don't have kids. Maybe you don't have the responsibility of carrying a family or relationship. So it causes you to have more time than the person that you're having relations with. Well, if that is the case, then you're going to find yourself giving more to that particular friendship, that relationship, than the other person. But it's not because they don't love you, they don't like you, they don't have the capacity of time that you have. Their schedule is not as flexible. So remember, in relationships, if you're going to avoid being used, all of that begins with understanding. You've got to understand that friendship. You've got to understand how that friendship was birthed. You have to understand the anchor of that friendship could have been that particular job that you all shared. And if one of you are gone, now there's not the flexibility of schedule. So if you're going to avoid being used, the first point or the first thing that I want to give you, number one, it begins with understanding. Understanding the dynamics of this personality, understanding the historicity of this person's experience, understanding what makes them them would keep you in a position where you don't overly pour of yourself in giving to this person and then turn around and expect them to do the same. There are people in your life. Once you understand the dynamics of who they are, it's going to create an understanding, and you'll understand how to shelf them in your life. There are people in your life that you can open up and talk to about personal things, and you'll never hear it again. There are other people you can trust them with maybe economics. Maybe you can trust them with things in your home. Maybe you can trust them to help you build vision, but if you begin to share those personal things with them, they don't have the capacity to keep it to themselves. So you're going to hear it all over town. You got to understand how to place people in your life. The responsibility for not being used begins with the understanding on how to use people that are in your life. You're going to have family that they just don't have the capacity to be what you need for them to be to you. You're going to be in relationships, marriage relationships, maybe girlfriend, boyfriend. Maybe you're going to be dating. I don't know. They may not have the understanding of where to place you in their life. But you never develop a relationship based on the ideology of what goes on in somebody else's head. You have to establish boundaries. That is gateways, parameters, and you have to understand where to keep people based on the capacity of their understanding. You don't bring everybody in your house. And then there are some people that are in your house that can hang out in your living room or your den. You can even invite them to the kitchen. But they should not have access to the hallways, to the bedrooms, to the intimate parts of you. Everyone doesn't deserve a front row seat in your life. But in order to figure out who's who and where they belong, we've got to go back to our first point, which is you got to understand. Understand what people give you. You've got to be able to judge how you feel when they are around you. If you are tense, if your guard goes up when they are around you, that is a sign that you feel used by them. And maybe, just maybe, what you're giving them, you're expecting that in return. Those are the people that you got to put in the front yard. You put them in the front yard of the house, but you never bring them into the house because you know that you all can't feed each other. Number two, the first thing again is understanding. Number two, understand a person's capacity. Everybody can't give on the level that you give. Everybody doesn't have the capacity to give the way you give. Everybody doesn't have the capacity to love the way you love. Everybody does not have the ability to be able to process information the way that you do. They just don't have the maturity. They don't have the understanding. They are not wired for understanding. And whenever you try to make people who are not wired, who do not have the capacity to understand the amount of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that you have, when you force that on them, they will never be able to get it, primarily because you can't pour a gallon into a pint. You can pour a pint into a gallon. So you have to understand the other person's capacity of giving. You can't force them beyond where they are. It takes time. It takes growth. It takes maturity. Maybe because you were driven by something that caused you to learn a lot fast, you were able to expand at a greater measure in a quicker time frame. Everybody doesn't have that. So the third thing it's going to take for you in order to not be used, patience to see. Stop giving 100% of yourself and you don't even know what that person has to offer. Patience. Let the relationship grow. Be able to see their flaws, their weaknesses, their strengths. Then you will know how to place them in your life and where you will fit in with their life. When you take all of these three things, understanding, capacity, and patience, and you mix those things together, you'll never be used because you'll stop giving of yourself because you understand a person's understanding. You'll stop overly giving of yourself because you understand their capacity. And you will use patience as a tool to find out who they are, what they have to offer, and what you need to be to them. One of the most complex things in life, it's human propensity, especially to a person that gives of themselves 100%. They don't know mediums. They don't know 50%. Either they're going to give you everything or they're not going to give you anything. In those cases, if you're that type person, you're going to have people around you You're going to have to staff your weakness so they can help you with measurements so that you don't overly give, feel burnout, give up, feel frustrated, irritated, or agitated. Because once again, you've given of yourself all that you have and you feel like this person has used you. They haven't used you. Your life and how you manage it is in your hands. If you have the ability to understand who people are, you will never put yourself in a position for them to abuse you because you have understanding, you understand capacity, and you have patience. So before you run into a relationship, I don't care who it's with, understand those three dynamics because they're going to keep you from being used. Hey, I'm Terrence Pickett and this is Coffee Time. I love you. I want to take the time to also invite you to Encounter 2911. It is a beautiful church that I have the privilege of pastoring right here in Jacksonville, Florida, 3949 Atlantic Boulevard, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. We meet every Sunday afternoon at 1:30. I would love to see you there. Remember this, you were created to win, predestined to succeed. There's nothing that can happen to you today that the wisdom on the inside of you does not have the ability to accomplish. But you've got to slow down, be quiet, be patient, wait on God, and let wisdom speak. When wisdom speaks, you will always win. Have a great, productive day, and always remember to think higher, speak life.